Editor's note. Last night we experienced some technical difficulties, preventing us from producing and publishing today's devotional around midnight or early this morning, which is our usual release time. We apologize for the delay and hope that last night's technical issues won't happen again. If they do, we'll do our best to publish our daily devotionals on the corresponding day, or once the glitches are resolved. Now, let's begin today's daily devotional from our Psalms Book 1 series. Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalm was traditionally divided into 5 books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalm. While a large portion of the psalms that constitute its 5 books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalm. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on by opening our Bibles together to the book of Psalm chapter 19. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display His craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make Him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Once again, that was the 19th chapter of the Book of Psalm, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. This psalm describes 3 ways that God is revealed: through creation, through God's Word, and through the inner life. Creation speaks of the Creator. When we witness the wonder of the world, we can give praise to the Maker. The Bible reveals God's rules and story. It also explains human nature and the Savior's remedy. The Lord is revealed in the reality of guilt. Humans long for forgiveness and redemption, both which can be found in Jesus Christ. David described God's word with poetic passion. Scripture is perfect, right, and trustworthy. It is more desirable than gold or honey and is the best guide for life. How would you describe the Bible? Your passions reveal your heart, and you can always talk a lot about your passions. We don't worship the Bible, but we can know the Lord through Scripture, the Father's love letter to His children. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. How can you grow more passionate about God's Word? How has the Lord revealed Himself in your life? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. and as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.